Hello, friends. Coming up, strangers getting crafty, a wonder dog, people doing the right things in a library, and a creative director making relevant theater. But first, Isaac, if you please.
It's a few years into the aftertimes. You get what I'm talking about. So come on, let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Bauer.
The funny thing about this guy, Smashing Pumpkins, is I always thought he had two modes. He has two modes of singing.
Okay.
It's either... Or it's, yeah,
do I want to be pumpkinish or do I want to be smashing?
I want to be smashing. Now I'm being pumpkin. And from there, it's really easy to turn into Bjork, too, because Bjork is,
yeah. And then Jewel.
Yeah.
Jewel, you know, making the smiley face with the pancakes and things like that. I worry about her.
She's okay.
Okay.
She's doing all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, you're listening to Two Beers In.
Hey.
It's a podcast about drinking.
Sort of.
And news and things that are positive and laughing.
We talk while we drink. The whole premise is the best conversations happen when you're two beers in.
Oh, well, crap.
You had time to catch up. Mm-hmm. Everybody slurp. Here we go.
Hi, I'm one of your hosts, Brett. I'm drinking a gin and tonic with a splash of not beer.
So I see. I'm your other host, Monica. I'm having a lager.
Yes. And our friend Doug is with us.
Yes. What are you drinking, Doug?
Hi, guys. I'm actually having a Secret Beach.
Secret Beach.
It's a very light IPA. Sort of IPA adjacent.
You're going to beach off? Is that what's going to happen?
Shh, that's a secret.
Oh, okay. thank you for joining us. We've got some fun things to talk about today. I've got a song that it's so funny when I put the music together, decide, okay, what are we going to play? And of course, Monica will say, hey, you should play this. And we've done that as well.
Yes.
It ends up, there's always like three songs that I'm like, I could play this. Oh, I could play this.
Hey. Oh, wait.
Yeah, but so, yeah.
Everybody needs to hear this one.
Yes.
So it's just the Macarena over and over.
Yep, always. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. And now somebody's like, damn it!
Later on, I have a story about music.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Do we?
It's in the notes.
Okay.
There it is. So
Okay. Well, let's start. You had sent me one article right when I was looking at another one, and this first one was the one that I was like, so nice. So strangers step up to finish craft projects that loved ones leave behind. And not like somebody moves out. It's not like that situation. I need to get this finished. Ah, Carl, he took off for the coast. It's not about political scandal or corporate corruption, which is not what this show's about.
That's
so
right.
We should
That's
look right. at it that way. But people who step up. So I know what you're thinking, Brett. Why are we talking about knitting?
Brett, why are we talking about knitting?
Why aren't we talking more about knitting is what I'm asking.
Because I really wouldn't have much to offer. How about you, Doug?
Knitting? Knit nothing.
Nope.
Okay.
Pearl nothing, knit nothing. from Positive News Network, there's a bunch of crafty Samaritans out there that have gathered up into a group, and they volunteered to finish projects that people who passed away that are creating something for a loved one. It doesn't get done. And so these people are stepping in and knitting things. And there's in the article, there's a picture of a 90-year-old man finally getting his cardigan sweater. And yeah, it's very sweet. I never thought about that as finishing other people's projects from a
Yeah, I mean, it does give you a sense of closure in a sense.
Like, what would... I know, Doug, you would just finish someone's taxes for them.
I finish someone's candy bar.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sure.
How nice. How nice. How Samaritan-like.
Doug, what are you doing? I'm finishing a Snicker.
Couldn't believe how much cereal there is in these cabinets.
Ooh, magic spoon.
We were on the same page there. Absolutely.
Magic spoon. Ooh. Ooh. So what would be something that you could complete for somebody?
Not just a knitting, but...
Do you knit?
I tried to learn for a show one time. It was a mess.
Yeah.
It was just awful. That was pre-internet, so you really couldn't watch YouTube or learn how to do it. You just had to ask someone, and I just moved needles around on stage.
Like, and they're like, yep.
Like I knit. Yes. I got her knit.
And eventually somebody untied you?
Yes.
No. I very barely sew. I do hand sewing.
Yeah.
Anything that I have to make or alter or something like that is done with a couple of whip stitches. And there we go. Curtain up, light the lights.
I could finish someone's computer for them.
But what would be the point?
I don't know. Give it to somebody else. They'd be like, great, I can do crypto.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, most of my stuff is cooking or performance. So it's not like I can finish someone's meal. I mean, I've done that before, but...
You know, someone finished Mozart's Requiem for him.
Sure.
So...
Is that Salieri?
No, it was not. That whole Salieri thing is such a myth.
Yeah.
Anyway, it made a good story.
Yes.
And a good movie, but that's about it. So in the show notes here, you have interviewee one and interviewee two. So I thought I would read those.
Do it.
Interviewee one. This will be a surprise.
Okay.
I never thought anyone would care about my half-finished quilt. Thanks to a kind stranger, it's now a beautiful heirloom that I will cherish forever.
Interviewee two. I couldn't believe it. When I received my completed embroidery project in the mail, it was like a gift from a guardian angel. Thank you.
Why does it have to be a guardian angel, though? Like, is the angel guarding the embroidery project? That must be an aggravated angel, though.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Really?
Really? We parted seas, we rolled stones away, but right. I've got to take care of embroidery.
I got to do an embroidery project. Great.
Yeah. So they remind us that even in the midst of chaos, there are people out there willing to lend a hand.
And spread a little joy. Takes me back, though, to a project that I once needed completed.
Okay.
I had, day job for me, marketing and advertising. Had a client in East Texas, Rub-A-Dub Plumbing. And they wanted, we had created a new logo for them, and it was a blue bath toy.
Okay.
Not a yellow one, a blue one, because blue is unexpected.
Sure.
There you go.
Okay.
So we needed a mascot made. And so we got quotes from several different companies. And that's big bucks, big business.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of companies who have things like switchboards and hired help. But the client instead went with this sort of little mom and pop operation that was missing the pop. And it was just the mom.
Okay.
So we agreed that the project would be done at the end of June. And I kept emailing her towards the end of June, and there was very little response. And then we got to about the middle of July, and there's been no word. I keep calling this number, leaving messages, there's no answer. And finally we have a meeting with the client, and my boss says, we really need to get an answer from regarding the mascot. So I try the number one more time, and there's this very tentative, hello? I said, hi, this is Monica, and is this Anna? And he goes, no, that was my mother, and she passed away just around the 4th of July weekend. I was like,
okay,
that explains the unanswered emails. And yeah, we could not get into her computer. And he's like, okay. And I'm vacillating between, oh, I'm so sorry.
And so
when you look around the room... Do you see a large
anything blue?
Blue,
yeah.
Duck with a yellow bill.
Maybe.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry for your loss, but did she finish?
Yeah.
Turns out it was almost done.
Oh.
And she goes, yes. See the duck. We have the duck, and we finished the duck, and we will mail it. Well, when will you mail it? When will it be shipped? Monday? And I go, fine. What is your name? Let me get your information. I got all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Where are you from? I am from Ireland.
Right.
This was all in the Del Valle district.
Oh, sure. Sure.
There, and,
well, so yeah. You could have just drove over
no,
there.
No, not Del Valle. The Valley.
Oh, the Valley.
The Valley. Oh, okay. Yeah, down there. And
Del has a valley?
Yeah.
Del.
It does.
Del. But, yeah, so that was my guardian angel. Was
yes, the guardian. It's like,
daughter,
I got it right here if you'll just come get it. Sure, we couldn't help her, but, you know, we've got a duck here. You want the duck?
It was like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Would there happen to be...
Yeah. Oh, did y'all know? You know what? I have one more question. Is there a duck there?
You wish to speak to a duck?
Yes? Oh, you said duck, not Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Doug.
What? See? And you're like, see? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Finn.
All right.
The Wonder Dog.
Okay.
Did something amazing. You want to talk about it, or you want me to talk about it?
You talk about it.
Okay, so Finn the Wonder Dog is a search dog that has a very specific skill set. His skill set is sniffing out invasive species, and he did this by doing this. He was able to save the Humboldt penguins. In what was the place? The island off of Ecuador. Can't remember.
I'm not sure the article ever mentioned the name of the island.
I looked it up.
Okay.
I looked it up and wrote it down.
I just can't imagine.
I think it was Greenland.
I can't imagine penguins in off the coast of Ecuador.
Yeah, that's true.
Is the thing. But there were numerous invasive species on that island.
Yes.
There were cats and rats and...
And rabbits.
And lots of rabbits.
Lots of rabbits that were taken out.
So the cats got eliminated.
Right.
Then they eliminated the rats.
Yes.
And all they got left, bunch of rabbits.
Bunch of rabbits. And it was like Australia all over again.
That's right. Enter Finn.
Finn was like, there they are.
Kicking the saloon doors open.
So the question was, and it really wasn't... You know, they said that he sniffed and he had a heart of gold. But it doesn't sound like he went and ate a bunch of rabbits. He just kind of went, yeah, there they are.
Yeah, he just pointed them out.
Take care of it, boss.
He was a stooge.
Am I a good dog? And they're like, yes, you are. Cool.
Finn pointed out where the rabbits were.
Yeah.
And the rabbits were...
Everywhere.
Moved to a farm.
Yes.
Where they could...
They went to a quiet place.
Even though I'm just going to ignore the photo of the woman who owns Finn holding up the last invasive rabbit by the hind legs.
Man, bugs. He had no
took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
That's right. He shouldn't have gone to Albuquerque. But this is a good thing because these are all invasive species, and you know, this is the thing that sometimes has to happen.
That's right. You need more room for penguins.
You know what we need to do now? We need to get Finn to come out here to Texas.
Yeah.
And sniff out all the pigs.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
I was sure you were going to say hipsters.
Be a lot cooler if I had.
There's a beret, boing.
Yeah. I mean, but that's pretty amazing. I don't know how big the island was, though.
I don't know, but that photo of the woman holding the rabbit with Finn, there were hundreds and hundreds of penguins around her.
And they're like, cool.
Yeah, they were, and if they had thumbs, they all would.
One Finn up.
That's right.
They're like, thanks. Finn, a Finn for Finn. See what I did?
Oh,
I did that.
Oh, man.
Oh, Christ.
Finn is also a black Labrador.
Oh.
Yes. And I think my cat Murray could give Finn a run for his money if Finn even gets paid, except maybe other than scritches. Because just this past week, Murray presented me with a young rabbit, not once, not twice, but three times.
Was it the same rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Twice on Monday.
That's a suicidal rabbit.
It's a rabbit that's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's a rabbit right there.
The second time, I didn't even realize the rabbit was in the house until Murray starts nosing around my nightstand and stuff, and I look in the corner and I see a little furry blob there. I managed to coax it out, pick it up, put it in a box, take it outside, release it with stern instructions.
Does it run off?
Okay. To get as far away from the house and my cats as possible. But yesterday, when Murray brought the youngster back inside into the kitchen, kind of like, look.
This is my friend.
Mama Bunny was waiting outside by the porch.
Man.
So I managed to scoop it up and go outside and put it in the sight of the mother. And I closed the door and I watched her for a long time. And she sat there sternly staring at the door for a very long time.
Like.
And I had to go to church just after that for Ash Wednesday services. And when I came back, went out first, did kind of a scope around the backyard to make sure but I noticed that Mama had pissed all over by the back door as a way of saying,
like, seriously.
Yeah. I don't blame
her. So was that for Murray or was that to keep the baby away?
I think it was for Murray. It was a commentary. It was an editorial.
This is what I think about you.
Yeah.
I'm sure Murray was crushed.
So no rabbit catching today.
No.
So that was good. But yeah, Finn, bring it.
Bring
you
it.
And Murray.
That's right. Because Finn would just be like, "Yep, there's Murray. Murray's right there." Murray's
and
like,
Murray,
wait, this
and
is not
would
how
have
it
a
works.
Mouthful of rabbit.
Right.
This is my house.
It's like it was in my mouth all the time.
It jumped in there.
Let's talk about Sweden.
Ookie dookie.
Let's talk about Sweden. They're like, we don't talk that way. I know. I love this. So on All Saints Day, there's a library in Gothenburg, Sweden. And, you know, it's Gothenburg is one of those places that we have very strict rules. We have ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. We order. Not German, but Swedish.
Right.
You know how that goes. Well, at this point, they have a library there, and they were closed for All Saints Day. Mm-hmm. Problem is, they left the door open.
Oops.
And in the space of time, while the library was closed, 400 445 people went into the place. You know, some realized, oh, it's very quiet today. Where is the help?
Oh, that's right. It's All Saints Day.
Maybe we should just... And meanwhile, 245 books were checked out.
They just
They were like, I guess.
Just go behind the counter.
And just do the thing.
Just okay.
Some people sat around reading newspapers.
All right.
You know, it all. Well, the cool thing was all of those books were returned.
That's great.
Everything came back. It was all good.
That's so great.
They were saying, it's just, I just love that they were, like, they trotted past the Dewey Decimal System, nodded at the bust of long dead poets, and settled into cozy corners with newspapers and books. You know, like you do on All Saints Day.
Sure, sure.
So that would be
November 1st.
Yeah. Oh, yep. November 1st?
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
It's the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
All Hallows Eve refers to All Saints Day.
Said one of the librarians, Anna Karen Elf.
Of course.
They thought it was a bit empty. Except for the 445 people.
Yeah. But not all at once.
Yeah.
It was probably, you know, a trickle in here and there.
Sure.
And,
well, but I mean, over
you
one
the
day.
Door, right?
Yeah.
But over one day, and it's one door that they're coming through.
Yeah. Like, and they're probably thinking, ooh, they're open late today.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, why didn't somebody lock the door?
Yeah. You know, this is one of those times
was
where
it,
it's good to be in Sweden.
The,
they're like, I don't know.
Was it none of the workers were inside?
No, there's no one. There was nobody there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. They locked it up and all went home.
And didn't lock it.
But that last door was open, and they're like, I guess we go in here. We should go in here. And read the paper? How did the paper get there? Did they help? Did they help restock the books?
I hope, or at least the newspapers.
It's still all
hopefully.
Like, it's still a neat, I just, that's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, okay. We got to remember on All Saints Day, the library could be open
in
Sweden.
It kind of reminds me of the time of when I was a preschool teacher. And I had 3 to 4 year olds were my responsibility. And we would always do nap time, right? And nap time, you know, we had like an hour and a half or something like that of nap time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was, you know, some of the kids couldn't go to sleep. You know, they were having trouble. So I would sit with them and, you know, just put my hand on their back while the hold them down. No. No. But. You know, or and sometimes I'd even just kind of just hang with them and maybe act like I was asleep. And they would all go, except for one time when I actually fell asleep. So I had 13 3 to 4 year olds sleeping, you know, nap time and me. And the way I realized that I was asleep was
somebody was untying you.
Me suddenly hearing a kid go, he's asleep. And one of the other kids goes, shh, Mr. Brett is really tired. Just let him. And I was just like, that's so sweet, but I should really wake up right now since I'm the responsible person. No, they were not. They were not crazy kids. They were good kids. Well, except one. One was an asshole. But
so you got out of there with both your kidneys. Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. They didn't.
No bathtub full of ice.
No curb stomping. It was good.
That is.
Let's put him on the high bars.
Did you ever fall asleep on the air when you did radio?
No. No, never. In fact, I never hit dead air. My only dead air I ever had was afterwards when I went home and I kept falling asleep. I mean, trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And in my dream, it was like, you got dead air. You got dead air.
Yes.
And I kept.
Oh.
So for the next 3 hours, I would try to go to sleep. And then my brain was like, you got dead air. Yeah.
I did one time. I switched schedules with the nighttime guy because I was in rehearsal for a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched with the overnight guy. And so I would finish rehearsal and then go do an air shift from midnight until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the song was ABBA's Chiquitita.
Sure.
And Chiquitita came and went. And
how
I think,
long?
I think the silence woke me up after about 10 seconds or something like that.
Okay, so it wasn't that
bad. But I was just, immediately went for the coffee.
Yes.
And started.
Early, this is early John Ailey. See, nobody's going to get that joke. the it's not dead air. It's
it's a
John Ailey pause.
Okay.
A radio guy here in Austin on KUT.
What a weirdo.
I know. I loved him. Loved him so much.
He had a love-hate sort of relationship with the city of Austin.
Yep.
So
anyway.
We're talking about All Saints Day.
Yes.
Now, we're gonna date ourselves here, but sorry. But last night was, yesterday was Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, yeah.
So I had to sing at church, and we did a concelebration service with the Spanish choir.
Okay.
Which is like three guitars and a keyboard and things like that. And they sang this song, and I don't know if I can do it with the music going on in the background, but it was like dun da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum like that. And they were singing Perdón, perdón, señor.
Oh, gosh.
Perdón, perdón, señor. Something in Spanish. Perdón, perdón. Dum-da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum. And there are a lot of verses. And the whole time, I leaned back to one of the other altos, and I said, I'm sorry, but all I can picture in my head is Clint Eastwood and Ernest Borgnine getting ready for a gunfight down the middle of the street.
Yeah. Dun, da, 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 dun, da,
and Clint Eastwood is saying goodbye to his lady love and kissing her, and she's still in bed in her underwear, and Ernest Borgnine's struggling with his gun belt, trying to get it around his midsection and stuff like that. And yeah, it was... Yeah, it felt really profane.
two things I get from this story. One is you don't really know how Clint Eastwood was in movies, especially westerns, because he was never in love.
He was never the romantic type.
He was the one, the stoic that just turned and walked away.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Who would have been kissing his lady love?
The assistant director.
It's like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's all gone now. Yeah. It's all that other guy,
like Tim Holt.
Yes,
yes, would have been Tim Holt.
Sure,
right. I had a huge crush on Tim Holt when I was a kid.
Yeah,
yeah. He co-starred with Humphrey Bogart in Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Okay.
Very handsome looking guy. But he did a series of films called The Cisco Kid.
Oh, okay.
And I would, they were serials, and I would watch them. They weren't Magic Spoon serials. little
Got
to bump
off another yep. relative.
Nice callback.
Nice callback.
Yeah.
But, as a 9-year-old, I was just like, oh, that's a man right there.
That's a man.
Moving on.
Man, yeah. So before we go to the last story, we'd just like to thank you for listening to us and let you know that, hey, you can give us money. We want you to give us money because
right.
it
so
lets us know.
So we could buy beer.
So we can buy more beer.
That's it.
And web space and other things. You can do that by going to patreon.com/2beersin. We have multiple levels that you can enjoy. Some things you get more stuff. Other things you get less stuff. You should just go look at it. Don't make me do all your damn homework for you, okay? Come on.
Just
I mean,
review.
We're cool, right?
Just review.
We're
There'll
cool.
be a quiz later on.
You want to send us... You know what? You don't like the way I'm talking to you right now? Send me an email.
Yeah.
At twobeersin@weightlesspod.com.
We dare you.
Do it. And you know what? While you're at it, for me to really listen and actually read the thing, you can use that same email address and go to Venmo or PayPal and give me money.
That's right. I'll pay you to shut up, Brett.
That's right. And I'll be like, this is weird that you're giving me money to shut up. Yeah. So that's all the good stuff.
Okay.
Let's close out with Adrian Jackson.
All right. What's Adrian up to?
Adrian...
Is Adrian a she or he?
He.
It's a he.
Yes.
Okay.
And he.
So we can't go, Adrian!
I mean, we can. Well, and he'd be like, why?
Why?
Yo, Adrian, why? So Adrian is going back to our first love.
The theater.
Theater.
Yes.
So Adrian, instead of just opening a theater, decided to open a theater, but with the help of the homeless community. And he's creating shows, creating plays, and bringing in those people that are experiencing homeless to help tell their stories.
Oh, nice.
And but they're like the latest one. It's funny because it said, now he's not doing Les Mis.
No.
Though that would be kind of appropriate to do Les Mis.
It would. Yeah. Yes.
But his latest one is called No King Lear.
Okay.
No King Lear. So is it Shakespeare? No.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's.
But it's. It's. They're real. They're making a difference. It's just one of those deals that you don't think about that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I know here in Austin they have a lot of the homeless do art. They paint and draw and that sort of thing. And they have an actual sale where you can go and view these works of art and buy them, and they go to help
directly
the homeless. So,
to the homeless.
So this fits in with that sort of theme.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like different ways that I can call attention to that, because that's like one of the big things here in Austin that we're having. That we're facing.
Yeah.
It's funny. Now that I've been reading about the 30s through the 60s and housing and all of that kind of thing, and I really can't talk about that here because that's, you know, then
it's
now
politics.
I'm going to be, it's politics.
Yeah.
But
are you talking about in Austin specifically?
No. It's the role of actually in New York City and how the housing projects there ends up that it's the largest landlord.
No. Oh. Yeah,
almost the largest landlord, and what they're trying to do to help that community and build it, and it's like stuff that I never thought about before. But
well, here in Austin, we have an interesting history. I don't know how Doug, you could probably weigh in on this, how unique it is to Austin. But after during the Reconstruction era, when there were all these freed African Americans, former slaves, they formed communities here in Austin, known as Wheatsville and Roseville and
Clarksville.
And they were thriving so much that the city fathers and probably a lot of the KKK as well said, wow, these people are really doing great. Let's make a law that says they need to move to the east side of town.
Yeah.
And they just essentially made it illegal to live where in the very communities they helped to found.
Wow.
And so they all moved to East Austin, and now they're being shoved out of East Austin because of gentrification.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
That sucks. Yeah.
Sounds like all the people in Tulsa that never knew about the Tulsa race, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Black Wall Street getting wiped out.
Yeah.
I talk about some of this during our Pioneer Farms tour.
Okay.
And because there's an African-American, one of the founders of one of the communities in South Austin. Mm. And when I talk about this, people are like, what?
What?
Yeah. They have no idea. So hopefully we can make positive history.
Yes.
In the years to come, and do something like Adrian is doing here.
Adrian, thank you, Adrian.
With Cardboard Citizens.
Yes.
His theater group.
I like to see results coming from that.
Absolutely.
I love that we've also got some organizations that are like on the east side that are building tiny homes.
Yes.
And
the 3D printed homes and things like that. That's where we need
to. That's the way to go.
That's what we need to focus on.
Get on it, Doug.
Yeah, done research on the 3D printed ones. It's going to take a little while before we really get that down.
Yeah.
Well,
they're working on it.
There's some really cool stuff with it.
Sure.
They're not all the way there.
I'm sure the Romans looked at concrete and said, "Yeah, well,
yeah.
stone.
We can do better.
Yeah.
Well, no, because
well, the actually, their concrete's better than today's concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more they finally, aggregates.
They
and
finally
such,
figured
right?
out that it had a lot to do with the limestone they added that would self-correct as water got in.
Oh.
It would sort of melt it and self-correct
yeah.
the concrete.
Because it was set with seawater.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was set with seawater, and then as it rained, it would everything would resettle and solidify again.
Because, of course, we make a freeway, and it chews itself up in, like, 25 years.
Yeah.
And they've got
or less if
Roman
we
roads
freeze.
The last 100.
Sure, yeah. but can you go 85 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour on those Roman roads?
Very few of the legions really had to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is one fucking fast chariot. yeah.
Go, Bob, go!
Whoa, man.
Look, that's Mercury.
Claudius, go! go, man. Woo.
Yeah, I don't think they had a lot of 18-wheelers either.
No. No, it was all two.
yes.
Yeah. And, yeah. And
with
like,
one horsepower.
Like four horsepower
four
tops.
Horsepower, please. I want to close the show with the song that's quite funky.
You've been dying to play this song for weeks.
No.
But other...
This is a whole different song.
Macarena.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo.
Stop it!
Yeah, sorry.
Stop it!
Sorry.
Stop it.
Sorry. No, it was really that I was truly going through getting everything set up, and I was at my work listening to some music, and I heard this song, and I was like, man, this is such a fun, happy song.
All right.
Yeah. So the name of the song is not Summer's Cauldron. No, no wonder it's there. It's by a group called Wolfpack.
Wolfpack?
Yeah, Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Yes, Wolfpack. Wolfpack.
Okay.
And they're not German.
all right.
Yeah, but they are graduates of Denton.
Okay.
North Texas State. Wait, what's it called now?
University of North Texas?
Yeah, University of North Texas. Uh-huh. And they're very funky. And
does it go, perdón, perdón,
yes.
señor.
Yep,
Spanish
exactly.
It does it. Spanish.
It does, it, does Spanish. It exactly like that. And in fact, here, have a listen. We will talk to you next week. And, you know, see you at the,
You're Brett Weaver.
I am Brett Weaver.
Are you still Brett Weaver?
I'm still Brett Weaver, and I'm still drinking a gin and tonic.
I'm still Monica Ballard, and I'm still drinking my lager.
And Doug's still there, and he's drinking...
What was it?
Secret Beach.
Secret Beach.
I wanted to say Pearl something, and no.
Is that
find
a secret
him on the beach?
Beach? Huh? Yeah, Secret Beach.
It's time for the song.
Yes. See y'all next week.
Said wait for the moment, gone home, went to bed, while the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile, listen, don't I smile. It was so nice to get a call.
stop, you're in to stop. Ooh, ooh, oh, 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 let's make products. Oh, yeah, I'm a product kind of guy, and you're a produce kind of girl. I say money, 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 money